Former school board trustee Betty Beckering said she is heartbroken to have stepped down from her role, but says she just couldn't do it anymore. Beckering announced her resignation from the School District 57 board last week, following the resignation of fellow trustee Jillian Burnett and the departure of Superintendent Cindy Heitman. In a resignation letter, Burnett said, "This is a dysfunctional board that has no understanding of the role of trustees or good governance, and I cannot be associated with their actions." Beckering explained the board has been divisive since its inaugural meeting in November 2022. At that meeting, Beckering was nominated for chair but was ultimately defeated by Rachel Weber, who at that time had only 6 months' experience as a trustee. Beckering described the board as ideologically split between herself, Bob Thompson, Jillian Burnett on one side and Weber, Corey Antrim, Erica McLean and Craig Brennan, on the other. "It was just at the swearing-in ceremony, you just don't think it's going to continue," said Beckering. "But they didn't seem interested in learning what the role of the trustee was. They really wanted to concentrate on operations of the school district, which is the jurisdiction of the superintendent. They didn't seem interested in governance." She said she thinks of herself as an ethical person and could not continue in her position. "We were not going to ever defeat this 4-3 split. We're never going to move issues forward," she said. "Knowing we are going to beat our heads against a brick wall to keep on for 3.5 years into the future, it just looked like a bleak desert to me." Beckering said she could not comment on the departure of Superintendent Cindy Heitman, whose exit was announced following an in-camera meeting of the board, but added that Heitman was exemplary in her role. She praised her leadership through the pandemic and in developing the district's new strategic plan. "She had a lot of responsibility, and she carries it off so well. We were just so happy with her work." Although Weber has released a statement regarding Beckering and Burnett's departures, she had not accepted any requests for an interview from the Citizen since she was elected chair. Beckering said she thinks that silence is unforgivable, as policy states the superintendent or board chair must act as spokesperson for the district. "With the superintendent gone, that means the chair is the spokesperson. It's not right that she's not replying." The Ministry of Education has been reluctant to comment on the situation as well, stating simply that, as the employer, school boards are responsible for making local personnel decisions, and that they are focused on supporting SD 57 school board to ensure students and staff in the district have a safe, supportive and stable learning environment.